I'm in London again and between meetings, so I thought I'd record a briefing on the BSG-sponsored meeting yesterday on COTS, that's Commercial, Operational and Technical Standards for community networks, independent networks, and NGA networks. About 60 people in the room, predominantly men. I think there were two women. No, three. Three women. And very industry focused and very technically driven, the discussion. I thought I'd give you some, let's start with some positives. I was very impressed with the way that Biz spoke, Peter McDougall from Biz. And if you hear a surprise in my voice, well, remember, it was DTI, then it was Burr, and now it's Biz. He was very impressive, actually. Very straight talking, said that government expects everybody to get on with it now, and that money is going to become available next year. The fund that they're talking about will be set up. Announcements in September. They're working out how to sort it all out. Announcements in September and then money available next year. He said two things which I think were really, really positive for us. One is that communities will be encouraged to be involved in bidding for money to build local access networks, NGA networks, especially in the final third. But I kind of get the implication not limited to the final third. And the second thing is any public money which does go into these networks, the networks need to be open access. And again, that's just the kind of thing that we want to build anyway, so that's fantastic. I think it's good because they're encouraging, government are encouraging communities to be involved. Quite how we're going to do that is a bit trickier, I think. But anyway, that's great. And clear, definitive statements from government, which is also good. The second positive is that there is an increasing recognition from the people who kind of run networks who are in the room that some kind of regional structure is going to be necessary. Regional hubs where we can peer together, where service providers can build into and local communities can build out to. And again, that's something we've been thinking about, 2 years now, maybe longer? So that's really good, and I think there's some very positive stuff happening in the thinking around that. And the idea of disguising the lack of scale of community-based networks so that service providers can connect into and offer services into those networks is also very good. Some slightly less good stuff. Ofcom keep talking in very old language about active line access, and yes, ALA is part of the picture, but it's a very small part of the picture. The other thing that that I blogged, it's quite difficult live blogging and trying to take part in the meeting and all that kind of stuff, but there seems to be this sort of idea that there should be some sort of equivalence of old style products across into new networks. Now that seems to me to be the wrong way around, but it wasn't clear exactly what they meant by that, but I don't think Ofcom are necessarily up to speed with what's really happening. There are 50 projects. We are building these things out there on the ground, and we need to define products that work in those networks. There's a bit of a worry that the industry is trying to self-define what next-generation access looks like for communities. In other words, they're going to push the same old products down at us again, and we definitely need to avoid that. And it needs to be a process of negotiation. It needs to be done collaboratively, not by the industry coming up with a whole bunch of products that they then try and flog. That's going to be a bit difficult for them. The other problem, I think, is that there were no, other than Sky and BT, there were no other ISPs. At least nobody claimed to be from an ISP. And certainly the big ISPs weren't in the room, which I think is a bit of a shame. And I think they need to engage in this dialogue. I'm not quite sure why they weren't there, but I think it's important that they become part of this group, particularly in defining technical standards. The other thing was a recognition from BSG that they need to make their meetings much more open. About two or three of us were tweeting from the meeting. There was no live stream. I live blogged, and I've had 30 viewers so far. 30 people have looked at that blog. So, we produced a 50% audience uplift by making the thing available openly. And I think that has to happen. I think they need to put some thinking into how they do that. A few more people tweeting would have been good. But then remember, these are telecoms people. Tweeting, yeah. Okay, that's it. Talk again soon.